Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in them bears much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord. Vision, the gift of vision, the ability to see is, I think we'd all agree, is a marvelous gift. Vision is important to us all because by being able to see, we're able to go from one place to the next. We're able to wonder and be amazed at the beauty of nature. Seeing allows us to read. Also recognizing the expressions on people's faces when we're talking to them to gauge their reaction helps us to grow in understanding. And so many other great blessings come with the gift of sight. I was reflecting on that, the gift of vision, a little bit because in the last month or two, three people that I know, not from this parish, but three people I know are experiencing real problems with their vision. One was diagnosed with cataracts. Another was diagnosed with a disease that could lead to blindness. And one had an operation, and during the operation had a stroke. And when she woke up, she was blind. And all of them are only in their 50s. So all of them have serious issues with their eyes now, and I'm sure they appreciate and realize what a great gift the gift of sight is. But as humans, we also need another kind of sight, another kind of vision. People need a vision to live by, a vision that guides and inspires their lives. People with vision, they have a certain clarity about their lives. They know the direction that they want to go in. They're not settling for the world just as it is, but they know what could be and what should be, and are working towards achieving it. People with vision, they move with confidence and optimism. They are usually very inspiring and inspired people. And when people embrace a good vision, it brings blessings and value into their lives. And what is true of humans, I think, is also true of organizations, whether secular organizations or whether churches. All organizations need a vision. Otherwise, they grow stale or they slowly die out. For the last couple of years, our parish team here has prayed and asked the Lord to guide us in developing a vision for our parish, asking what is his vision for the parish. We've also, on numerous occasions, had retreats, meetings, and consulted with many other leaders in our parish and with other people who were interested. Our last meeting took place a couple of weeks ago, and I think it was about 47 people showed up for the meeting. And we've been taking a good look at the makeup of our parish, and we've come to realize that Holy Family Parish is a very active parish. We have nearly every group and activity you can think of going on in the parish. And we quickly realize that what Holy Family Parish needs, or what the next step in the development of Holy Family Parish is we don't need another group that serves the existing members of the parish. No, we've got more than enough groups going on. But what is needed is to try to form a parish where all the existing groups and all the existing members are reaching out to people who have maybe fallen away from the practice of the faith, people who maybe have no faith at all, or people who are uncertain and are searching. So the need to become a more evangelizing kind of parish. To try to become a community of faith where we don't just accept things the way they are, and we refuse to just sit back and be consumers of the faith, but do nothing to put forward. To be a community where people really want to make a difference, to know that things could be better, and are willing to pray and work towards that end. To be, ideally, a church where we give joyful praise and worship to God. A church that at the same time continually reaches out to welcome the newcomer and the visitor. A church that seeks out and brings back home those who are lost, strengthens the weak, and heals the wounded. To be a church where all the existing members can grow in friendship with one another and support one another. A church that offers ample opportunity for existing parishioners to continue to grow in the knowledge of their faith, and to be really a community of intentional disciples and followers of Christ. Now, in order to achieve this goal, or at least begin to move consciously in that direction, we are contemplating making some changes. Some changes have already been implemented, and I'm sure you've maybe noticed them. In the last year or two, we've begun to offer a Catholic version of the Alpha program, and that's designed especially for people who are searching. We've started now half an hour before the 7 o'clock Mass and the 9 a.m. Mass on Sunday morning to offer praise and worship music. Babysitting or child care for parents who have children between the ages of 0 and 3, so that parents can get a little bit of a break and enjoy the Mass in peace. We've established a number of people and training them as greeters to greet people when they come to Mass and enter the church. And we've also started offering hospitality, refreshments, after every Mass on the weekend. So these are good beginnings, but they're only beginnings. And we're considering some even greater changes, in that one in particular we're thinking might be very important in reaching the vision we have for our parish. However, before we fully decide it and announce it, we'd like to run it by Bishop Crosby. And our bishop is coming this Thursday for confirmation for our young people. And he's agreed to come an hour early, before supper, to meet our whole parish team and hear about what we've been trying to do in our parish, what our vision is for the parish, where we would like to go in the future, and the changes we're thinking of making. And if he likes the vision and plans we have and gives us the go-ahead, then we'll present it to the parish in the next month or so. But the whole intention behind our parish vision and any changes that we may make in the future is to really try to help Holy Family Parish become really vibrant and dynamic, a place where people can really look forward to coming to on Sundays. A place that parishioners will feel comfortable inviting people who are non-practicing or family members to come and try out, because they know they will be warmly welcomed and that here they will meet Jesus and the people who are coming to this parish. A place where people will feel supported, strengthened, and able to grow in the faith. And so this is what our intention is and what we're trying to do, and we've been praying about and discussing and meeting with over the last year or two years. And so the answer to the question is, can we accomplish this? Well, the answer, quite frankly, is no. We can't. We can't. It's absolutely impossible, because Jesus said today in the Gospel, apart from me, you can do nothing. But then he goes and tells this beautiful parable of the vine and branches. And he says, I'm the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in them bears much fruit. And if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. So these intentions that we have as a parish team for the parish are simply what our Lord has expressed are his own desires in the gospel, that we become more intentional followers and that our lives truly bear rich fruit. And the fruit that God is expecting of us is that we become a light to the world, that by our prayers, example, our efforts, and our invitations, that we can lead many others to come to know the love of God in their lives and live in that love. And this is exactly what we're asking for, that the graces we're asking be given to our parish. And so we can be certain that those graces will be given as long as we keep praying for it, as long as we keep working towards it, and we remain rooted in the teachings of Christ and his church. And so may our Blessed Mother, who introduced and gave Christ to the world, and who later on helped the apostles and the first Christians grow in Christ and remain rooted in him, may she help us accomplish these same goals here at Holy Family Parish.